Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Ukraine is asking for military help from allies to get critical trade routes in the Black Sea back up and running. Russia's blockade of Ukrainian ports stopped the export of millions of tons of wheat and corn. NPR's Anya Kamenetz has more.
The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization told NPR that nearly 50 low-income countries depend on Ukrainian grain supplies. If the Russian blockade continues, 8 to 13 million more people around the globe could experience hunger in the coming year, they say. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's calling on partners for weapons that can help. And Riho Taras, the former commander of the Estonian Defense Forces, has also reportedly called for allowing NATO ships to enter the Black Sea to restore commercial traffic. Anya Kamenetz, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
In New Mexico, crews are working to take advantage of a shift in weather to hold back the nation's largest active wildfire. Megan Kamrick of member station KUNM has more.
Temperatures dipped below freezing Saturday night in parts of northern New Mexico, and that combined with higher humidity allowed crews to keep the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire mostly in place. Officials got aircraft up around most of the fire zones to drop water and retardant, and even planned to begin erosion control work Monday to protect watersheds vulnerable to debris flows after wildfires. But Operations Section Chief Jason Coyle warned they are not building a strategy based on hope for better conditions.
Until the monsoons come, hope is not a part of this plan. The plan is going to be based on a very pessimistic view of the future.
Critical fire weather is slated to return later this week. In southwest New Mexico, the Black Fire continues to grow. The Forest Service says it was human-caused and an investigation is underway. For NPR News, I'm Megan Kamrick in Albuquerque.
Minneapolis and state investigators are at odds over some of the findings in a bombshell report issued nearly 2 years after the death of George Floyd. Samuel King of Minnesota Public Radio has more.
The Minnesota Department of Human Rights concluded last month there was probable cause that both the city and the Minneapolis Police Department engaged in, quote, a pattern or practice of race discrimination. One example cited was the use of covert social media accounts by police to target Black leaders and community members outside of criminal investigations. In an email to city leaders, the Minneapolis City Attorney's Office says it's reviewed thousands of documents so far, but can't match that conclusion. It also recommends the city cancel talks set for Tuesday about a consent decree until the state provides more information. In a statement, the Human Rights Department says it stands by the report and says the dispute of one finding is not a reason to halt discussions. For NPR News, I'm Samuel King in St. Paul.
Asian markets are trading higher at this hour. The Nikkei in Japan up just over 1%. The Asia Dow up about 0.2. This is NPR. A new report says the top Southern Baptists stonewalled and denigrated survivors of clergy sex abuse over almost two decades. The seven-month investigation conducted by Guidepost Solutions, a third-party independent firm contracted by the denomination's executive committee, issued a 288-page report that found that survivors and others shared their stories with Southern Baptist Executive Committee but were met with resistance. Hurricane season in the Atlantic begins on June 1st. Some scientists are already predicting a more active season with more powerful and devastating hurricanes. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Nick Shea is a professor of ocean sciences at the University of Miami. He says conditions this year are shaping up to be similar to 2005, the year of Hurricane Katrina.
In 2005, recall that in the Gulf of Mexico, we had the hurricane trifecta of three Category 5 storms in the Gulf and Northwest Caribbean during that summer. And the way this year is shaping up, the pattern looks quite similar to 2005.
Shea bases his prediction from studying the loop current, which brings warm water from the Caribbean into the Gulf of Mexico. NOAA's official hurricane seasonal outlook will be released on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. Dow futures up about 0.8%. NASDAQ futures are up 1.2%. S&P 500 futures up just over 1%. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.